shocking done, really. And, you know, this report appears to be very stark in that there. But, you know, the HSE are refusing to accept responsibility and refusing to inform families, which I think is the most shocking thing, really, that families of people who have suffered terrible abuse have still not been informed by the HSE of what happened, have still not seen the report. And that's terrible. And, you know, it seems from reading the paper that the report is quite shocking as well. So I think the HSE need to take some responsibility and need to actually look after the families and ensure that they are fully informed.
From what you're saying, even though you're the person who in 2016 was approached by the whistleblower and you took this to the HSE and to the then Minister Finian McGrath, you still haven't seen the report?
No. And the HSE are refusing to give anybody the report, as far as I'm aware. And so I haven't seen it, and I would never have raised it in the Dáil if the HSE had dealt with it in a satisfactory way and informed families. And sadly, it took that stage even in July to get us this far. And I'm glad that the Minister is coming to Donegal today to meet families and to talk to them and to explain to them what happened. And, you know, and as far as I understand it, even though the HSE has refused to give the report to the Minister.
From your point of view, then, the most important thing to happen next is that the HSE publish that report and people get to actually sit down, see the scope and extent to which it unveils what happened, and most importantly, to try and get some assurance and some confidence that the system is working going into the future and that this isn't going to happen again.
Yeah, it's clear even from the reports in the paper today that the staff in the centre put forward and tried to get the HSE management to deal with this issue, and management didn't, and they refused to. And it seems to be that they're still not dealing with it fully. And, you know, and there's a families involved here. There's apparently up to 18 people and their families that are unaware of what has happened here, and they need to be dealt with, and the HSE needs to talk to them and assure them and give them the report, and then make sure that the lessons are learned from it.